Cleveland Clinic, where more than 1 million same-day appointments have been scheduled. More at clevelandclinic.org.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. WCVE analyst and Richmond Times-Dispatch columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now for his regular Friday morning analysis of the week's political news in Virginia. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
The two houses of Virginia's General Assembly, not unexpectedly, are at odds over the state budget and, in particular, Medicaid expansion. What are the prospects for resolving the conflict?
Medicaid expansion for Obamacare. Now, there are many differences between the House and Senate budgets. The House budget is largely defensive, includes a lot of restrictions on abortion funding, even anticipating efforts by the new governor, Terry McAuliffe, to try to limit those restrictions, those construction and safety restrictions on abortion clinics. But bottom line, it is a big fat no to Medicaid expansion for Obamacare. Now, the Senate, on the other hand, includes in its budget a state-supported private alternative. It's been called Marketplace Virginia. House Republicans say it's no more than lipstick on a pig. Now, this got out of the evenly divided Senate with the support of three Republicans, two of whom are from the Richmond area, John Watkins and Walter Stosch. Now, what's at stake here is a lot of money, power, and prestige, about $2 billion in federal cash, which the Obama administration is promising the state to support this expanded Medicare network, perhaps to provide insurance for 400,000 or so uncovered Virginians. Now, the House position is that this money will disappear soon enough, leaving Virginia in a lurch. Fast forward a bit. We have until the 8th of June when the legislature adjourns for the House and Senate to reach terms on a compromise budget. That's a bit of an artificial deadline. It really is June 30th, the end of the spending cycle, and from every indication, there's every reason to believe that the legislature in some fashion or form could go into overtime over this issue. Of course, worst case is if the 30th of June passes without a budget, there might be a government shutdown. We've heard this before. One would think that all parties, but particularly the House Republicans, seeing what happened up in Washington during the recent gubernatorial campaign and its effect on the Virginia campaign, would not be interested in shuttering Virginia's government.
Dominion Virginia Power, the state's largest energy corporation, is seeking legislation in the General Assembly that would relieve it from some of the State Corporation Commission's control over the rates Dominion charges.
Yes, Wayne, you have a way with words. Cynics might describe this legislation, which is avidly pushed by Dominion and its friends in the legislature, as doing no more than putting handcuffs on Virginia's corporate police. Those would be the commissioners of the State Corporation Commission. Specifically, this legislation would limit the authority of the SEC in setting rates for regulated electric utility monopolies such as Dominion. It would make it more difficult for the SEC, critics of the legislation say, to order refunds. Dominion's position is that this is merely a clarifying measure, that it was concerned about the broad reach of an order last fall setting rates for Dominion. But one of the things that is very interesting about this is how Dominion, the biggest contributor to legislative candidates, $800,000 in the most recent cycle, also unleashes this army of lobbyists to work its way in the legislature. I joke that it's akin to the invasion of the body snatchers. Now, this bill seems to have slowed down somewhat, One wonders if it has something to do with a peculiarity of the legislative calendar. If a bill is sent to the governor while the legislature is in session, the governor has 7 days to act on it. Now, the new governor, Terry McAuliffe, has a somewhat shaky relationship with Dominion, Virginian Power. The reasons are he's kind of off again, on again, support of coal, though he comports himself as business friendly. And if one looks closely at his relationships with corporate executives and lobbyists, it includes a number of big players in the Dominion Virginia Power front office.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who is awaiting trial on corruption charges along with his wife Maureen McDonnell, has filed some motions through his attorneys in federal district court. Among other things, he and his defense team are claiming that the prosecution's evidence is incomprehensible.
Now, this is something that one would expect the defense in a public corruption trial to do, throw up anything and everything to derail this this prosecution. The defense has also indicated that it will seek a motion to dismiss, that it will ask Judge Spencer to junk these charges against the former governor and his wife. One of the points that the defense is making is that the evidence is not organized in a comprehensive fashion. So the judge wants to hear more about this. There will be a hearing next month. One thing I think it's important to keep in mind, remember, former Governor McDonnell and Mrs. McDonnell and their lawyers are up against the federal government, an entity that has almost unlimited means in terms of money and manpower or person power to make a case for alleged government corruption. Now, of course, the focus of this investigation is McDonnell's relationship with Johnny Williams, the diet pill impresario. The trial is supposed to begin on July 28th. So much for the dog days of summer.
Just a few seconds left. Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor is going to be holding his annual fundraising event, and a nationally known political figure has been attracted as the key speaker.
Yes, one young gun helping another. Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee, a big player in the Washington debate over the nation's finances, will be in here for Cantor. This is an annual event for the congressman, but in this case, it being an election year, also a reminder of his uneasy relationship with the Tea Party wing of his party, keeping in mind that Cantor has primary opposition this year in the guise of two well-right-of-center Republicans.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who analyzes Virginia political news each Friday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. Our broadcast is made possible by the Jepson Leadership Forum at UR, presenting Moises Kaufman, author of The Laramie Project, for a talk on the power of theater to affect social change, Monday, February 24th at 7:30 p.m. in Camp Concert Hall. Phone 289-8980.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. Tuition plus